there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today, our show is going to be on the sound of ascended masters, archangels, guides, different aspects of nature, and also positive aliens. It's often very cool to bring them through the voice, like Tom Kenyon does. And our intention is that we may get help from higher levels, from higher beings, for all of our highest good. Before we get started, though, I want to share some things that are happening at the school. We just started our winter intensive that you could actually jump into if you wanted to. You could also take individual classes for the winter intensive. And you can find information on our site at soundhealingcenter.com and just look for the degree program. It's actually the second semester of the degree, but a lot of people are taking individual classes. Our next first semester starts January 24th, and that's the 3.5 month program. And that's three nights a week, Monday through Wednesday, and then some weekends. And it goes to around the 1st of May. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we've got about a dozen instructors. You get a wide perspective of how sound works with the voice, with tuning forks, with crystal bowls, and you get a lot of practice as well. We just finished doing a session today where we had everybody in the class doing work on one person. And everybody got a turn. And oh my God, it's really profound how effective it is, how very effective it is. And we also have that same program online, and it starts, I believe, next week. Yeah, it's actually on the 18th is the next start time. Actually, we start about every 2 weeks. You can start on the 18th or the 23rd, or I think the next one is February 5th. And it works really well online. We've got, we do toning, chanting, doing a lot of voice work, and then you get to practice on your friends and family if you want to work with any of the bowls or any of the tuning forks. Not until the second, third, and fourth semester do we actually really require any instruments, and that's more tuning forks more than anything because people like to do different things. I mean, there's so many instruments out there. So the certificate program here at the Institute is the first semester of the associate degree, and the same as online. We offer the associate degree online and at the Institute. That's about 2 years to do the full associate degree. And with that, you become a full master. We get into a lot of work on each other, but also we do research. We do classes in different aspects or frameworks of consciousness so that you know how to understand healing, how to work with vibration, which is the basis of everything for that healing or for just raising consciousness as well. So that's the certificate and associate degree for the sound healing program. We also have the audio recording certificate program where we go through how to use a digital audio workstation. We go through EQ, all the effects. We go through how to record, how to mix, how to use everything together to make a good mix for different styles of music and different types of songs as well. And we also use my whole visual system that I wrote the book using, and it's called The Art of Mixing, where I use bubbles to show all the different styles of mixes. It's the number one selling book in the world. And we also actually teach producing as well, how to be a producer. And we use my book, The Art of Producing, as well. And so that's starting also January 24th. It'll start around the first week of February if you wanted to do it online. It works really well online. You can hear what I'm mixing and see my screen in real time. And it works if you're interested in just about any digital audio workstation. We use Pro Tools, but you could use Logic or Ableton or any other program because it's applicable to all of those. So that's also, you can find at soundhealingcenter.com. We've got another open house. I think it's around February 11th or so. Not sure exact date, but it's around then. So that will be posted. And actually, it looks like it is February 11th. Yes, the next open house here at the Institute. And we also, we have meetups occasionally. We also have our summer intensive that's coming up in June and August. And that's 10 days in June and 10 days in August, 10 to 9:30 every day. And so if you want to make it out and play with all of our instruments and such, that would be a good time. We also have our retreat in Mount Shasta in the middle of July, if you wanted to do that. And we have the summer intensive for the audio recording throughout July as well. So you'll find that on our website next week. Lots of stuff happening around here. We're also now working on sound chambers. These are buildings where you can go and meditate in that will take you into super high state of consciousness. And we've got some higher beings. We've got a lot of downloads, but now we've got some higher beings that are helping us with a lot of the details of these chambers. The main chamber we're building is the King's Chamber inside the Great Pyramid, which is 17 feet by 34 feet by 19 feet high. And then we have a dodecahedron around that, which will be a diameter of 34 feet. And then an octahedron frame around that, which will be a copper tubing. And it will, oh my God. Our psychic saying it's going to be one of the most powerful chambers that exist on the planet. It's going to affect the whole solar system. And we're going to be selling those as well, and also taking on donations for, we've already got some land donated here, so if anybody wants to help out through the Research Foundation. So that's happening. We also have our voice analysis program called Voice Analysis Harmony. Oh, the sound chamber, if you go to the store, you can find the sound chamber. And that's soundoflove.com. You can also find it at soundhealingcenter.com. We also have our therapy center, which is a sound therapy center. We have a full range of treatments. And the voice analysis. The voice analysis program that we now have is at voiceanalysisharmony.com. And it really, it looks at all the different notes that you sing when you actually speak. And the person that created it did research in hospitals for many years and found that different notes that are missing in your voice correspond to different issues, and especially to different organ issues. So we have a workshop where you can get a voice analysis, but you can also buy the program now. It's $888. And we have another, our next training meeting is on February 3rd and for 4 hours. And if you want to join that, you'd have to sign up or buy it by January 20th. We also help you find your soul note, your home note, where you're at peace. And that can be done online. I have to do it on Skype, actually. We actually play each of the 12 notes and look for which one is at you're at peace. And then once we do that, we can also get you, for a little extra, we can get you CDs in every brainwave state. Because once you know your home note, we can give you, it's great to have delta CDs, theta, alpha, and beta brainwave entrainment CDs tuned to you. And then it helps with ADD, helps with sleep, and all different types of things. So that's all at our soundtherapycenter.com. We also do massage on the sound table here with being vibrated the whole time. And we do quite a few other treatments of tuning forks, crystal bowls. We do chakra treatment as well. And then we have our store. We've got a full range of crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls. We've got over 300 items in the store right now. You can, again, find that at soundoflove.com. We also have all these technologies, including sound tables, sound lounges. And I've got over 60 CDs. We're like the top-selling and seller of CDs, sound healing CDs. We have CDs for sleep, for depression, for opening the heart, a full range of CDs for all types of different issues. And we also have CDs that you don't listen to, that you put on the body, that are from Peter Guy Manners, who he collected all these frequencies across Europe many years ago. And we've got we got CDs for bones, nerves, tendons, ligaments, and their frequencies, and they just play right on the body with headphones. Or you can buy the bass pod, which actually vibrates even more powerfully than headphones. You can find those all at the store at soundoflove.com. You can also call me at 415-777-2486, or you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com if you have any questions, or if you just want to tone together. Right. Okay. So making the sound of different higher beings is really cool. It's actually good for opening your voice and learning to be able to express yourself better. You know, the truth is we are born with the ability to express ourselves really well. I mean, as babies, if we have anything going on, we release it with our voice in a second. Wah! Right? We have it down. And then around one or two, it's like, you're a little noisy. You know, quiet down, please. And then around time we get into school, it's like, no, no more sound. Right? And we lose the ability to really express ourselves naturally and really release all the emotions. We've got the perfect tool to release emotions with our voice, and we get shut down. And so this is all about learning to express yourself freely. And it's not about singing, because I mean, we have a strict rule around here. You can never make a bad sound. You can never make a sound that's out of pitch or wrong in any way. It's always perfect. It's a really strict rule, right? And that's the way it should be, because, you know, the second you get scared to make sound, your throat chakra shuts down and you're not able to express yourself, and then the emotions get stuck, and then all types of things can happen from there. So that's the first part of this. But the other part of making sounds of these higher beings is to realize that they're, even if you don't believe in it, well, first of all, it's about learning about different archetypal energies, because every ascended master, every archangels, they've got a certain type of energy, and it's about tuning in and being able to make that type of energy, right? In fact, a lot of people say that the ascended masters are actually holders of a specific frequency. But it's also not just a frequency, it's also a tonality or a timbre. It's a certain energy besides high or low frequency. Also, the other thing is to realize that you have help from higher realms that you can call on. You know, I actually got started with this when I was in the hospital. And I had appendicitis, and someone did a treatment over the phone on me. It's this psychic woman, and she said that there was a whole gallery of higher beings floating over the bed. And she said that Babaji was holding my feet, that Christ was over the incision from my appendicitis, and that Gabriel was holding my third eye and crown open. And I went into a state of pure white light. The room turned white light, and for 3 hours I was just in bliss. I went into this ascended state where I could see why I got sick, where I was headed in my lifetime. It was like everything was perfectly clear. It was really funny. The doctor came in and looked at me and go, "You should go home. You look great." Right? And so then I got home and I thought, I wonder if I could do this. And so I said, okay, Babaji, come in. And I thought, Christ, okay, come on. And then I thought, Gabriel, open my third eye and crown. And in that moment, I went into this cocoon of white light around my whole body. And I thought, whoa, I can do it. This is great. This is really great. Because before then, you know, I would often call on ascended masters and archangels, but, you know, I didn't really ever have any palpable experience. And so then I thought, whoa, this is amazing. And then I started reading all the work from Doreen Virtue, the angel lady, right? And she said that the angels are just sitting up there, bored to death, just waiting and hoping that you will say, come help me, because they can't do anything until you ask, right? And so they're just sitting there. And then finally, someone's, it's like you just say, oh, can you come help? And they're like, zoom, back down into all around you, and they're completely able to help, and they're happy about it, right? So I started asking different archangels and ascended masters to come in and help. And I started feeling this energy. And then what I did was really interesting is I figured out a way to have, or not a way, I assigned different archangels and ascended masters to different chakras. So, and I'm not saying this is the way you should do it or the ones you should use, but you might find that you can use different ones for different chakras. The deal is, I'll tell you in a second, but the deal is to really go online and do a search for a list of ascended masters and list of archangels and list of positive aliens, right? And check out the energy that you get from each one and see if there's anyone that you resonate with particularly, right? So I've got Babaji for my feet because that was, you know, and when I was in the hospital, that really worked. So I call in Babaji for my feet. I use Raphael, Archangel Raphael, for the root chakra. I use Saint Germain with the purple flame for the second chakra. And he's really good at clearing out any emotional things I'm holding on to still. And then there's my third chakra is I use Michael, Archangel Michael, because he's got a sword of love, right? And he's able to cut through all that stuff where I feel over or under people, where I'm upset or not good enough. And then I also have Kuan Yin in the third chakra, so compassion for all those times I get upset at all, or any time I'm not feeling, I'm feeling insecure and not good enough. And then for the heart chakra, I used Christ energy and Maitreya, but also Kuan Yin. I like to threesome there in the heart. And then for the throat chakra, I use Archangel. No, not Archangel. I use Mother Mary and Mary Magdalene, and I use the Hathors, because Tom Kenyon channels them through the voice. I like having the Hathors come through my voice. And then for the third eye and crown, I use Gabriel and Metatron, and then Dijwa Kul, who Alice Bailey channels in her books. And then sometimes for the crown, I use also Toth, but often just go straight to source for the crown. And it's very cool to actually be able to make the sound of these different beings and access them that way. Because anytime you use sound and energy, it makes it even more powerful. So let's play. This is all about play, right? And to see if you resonate with any of these higher beings. Let's start with, let's see, what's a good simple one to start with? Let's go ahead and start with the Christ energy. You know, I like to say Christ energy so that people don't get stuck with the Jesus Christ thing. And it's really the essence of universal love on our planet. I mean, a lot of people say that Maitreya is that head of the hierarchy of the Christ energy on our planet. But it doesn't matter. It's really just that energy of pure, indescribable love. So tune in to this Christ energy. And if you like, make the sound of this Christ energy through your voice. It's all about just simply getting out of the way, trusting, not worrying about being weird or making a wrong sound, because we got a strict rule around here, right? And simply letting it come through. Okay? So here's the Christ energy. You can make it with me if you like. I got a little high from that. Nice. Let's go ahead and go to the energy of Kuan Yin. Kuan Yin is holding compassion for all the suffering on the planet. Kuan Yin has vowed to never leave or stop until everyone suffering on the whole planet is completely gone. And she takes that suffering in and ever so slightly raises it to love. So tune in to all of the suffering, including your own, on this planet, all the emotional turmoil you have at all, and bring this powerful energy of compassion to it with the energy of Kuan Yin coming through your voice. Let's go to Gabriel. Gabriel, again, is, I often get this cocoon of light around from Gabriel. Let me read a little bit about Gabriel. Oh, there we go. Yes. Okay. So Gabriel's name means God is my strength. Gabriel is the angel of child conception or the process of adopting a child. Gabriel also helps anyone whose life purpose involves art or communication. The defender of the element of water and the West, the angel of resurrection, mercy, peace, and benefactor of messengers. Gabriel will help you with purity, rebirth, creativity, prophecy, purifying your thoughts, bodily and emotionally. is the patron angel of all who work in the field of communications and the clergy and even education. So bring in the energy of Gabriel and let him come through your voice. Let's do some grounding with Babaji. Let's see. Let me find some information on Babaji here. Mahavatar Babaji is a name given to the Indian saint and yogi Mahiri Masaya and several of his disciples who reported meeting him between 1861 and 1935. Some of these meetings were described by Yogananda. Said that Babaji at once changed his form to that of Shiva. They're described in various biographies. And it said that he lived to be the more than 2,000 years old. He belongs to a very powerful lineage of Siddha, Bogantar, and Rishis as his gurus. He acquired this deathless, non-perishable body through tough yogic kriyas. Yeah. So, Babaji, if you ever want to see, check it out online. There's this incredible photograph, but it's actually not a photograph. It's actual drawing that is the perfect balance of masculine and feminine energy for Babaji. And it's profound. It's really profound to look at. So let's bring in the grounding energy of Babaji. Looking at this image while I was doing that, and it was, oh my God, I'm not really high on that one. Let's play with Michael, Archangel Michael. Michael's name means he who is like God, he who looks like God. Michael's chief function is to rid the earth and its inhabitants of fear. Michael gives guidance and direction for people who need help or assistance in their life's purpose or career path, to clarify or to make changes. Defender of fire and of the south, leader of the archangels, he is the angel of protection, justice, and strength. If your home or space needs clearing, call upon Archangel Michael. I've used Michael many times to actually clear a room of entities. It's very effective. The angel of protection and courage, patron angel of law enforcement and the military. It's interesting. So he's got a sword that cuts through any BS, including any BS of fear. We are not meant to be in fear for no reason at all. I mean, fear is good for, you know, getting adrenaline going so you can run from a tiger, but not many tigers around here, a few gangbangers, but that's about it. We don't really need fear very often, hardly at all, and we run it so much. So Archangel gets rid of it. Archangel Michael gets rid of it. So if you have any fears in your life and you need clarification of your purpose in life, as we bring this sound of Michael through the voice, let him take care of that fear and clarify your purpose. There's another one for empowerment, and that's Kali. Kali is the Hindu goddess who liberates souls. Kali came around when there was a lot of darkness on the planet and went through and cleared all of this darkness. Kali comes from the Sanskrit root kal, which means time. There's nothing that escapes the all-consuming march of time. In Tibetan Buddhism, her counterpart is male with the name Kala. Mother Kali is the most misunderstood of the Hindu goddesses. It's a major Hindu goddess whose iconography, I can't say the word, cult and mythology commonly associate her with death, sexuality, violence, and paradoxically, in some of her later historical appearances, mother love. It's partly correct to say that Kali is a goddess of death, but she brings a death of ego as the illusory, self-centered view of reality. Nowhere in the Hindu stories is she seen killing anything but demons, nor is she associated specifically with the process of human dying. She is all about clearing the energy of the lower self. She is the most compassionate because she provides moksha or liberation to her children. She is the counterpart of Shiva the destroyer. They are the destroyers of unreality. The ego sees Mother Kali and trembles with fear because the ego sees in her its own eventual demise. A person who is attached to his ego, his or her ego, will not be receptive to Mother Kali, and she will appear in a fearsome form. A mature soul who engages in spiritual practice to remove the illusion of the ego sees Mother Kali as a very sweet, affectionate, and overflowing with incomprehensible love for her children. Ma Kali wears a garland of skulls and a skirt of dismembered arms, because the ego arises out of identification with the body. In truth, we are beings of spirit and not flesh. So liberation can only proceed when our attachment to the body ends. Thus, the garland and skirt are trophies worn by her to symbolize having liberated her children from attachment to the body. She represents form eternally supported by the substratum of pure awareness. Okay, so let's bring through this powerful energy of Kali to clear out the ego and return us to our place as spiritual beings. Problems with humans is not being empowered, not being a master of your lower self. Kali is a great energy for being empowered. I've got a Native American being that I call Eagle Heart that comes in and is empowering for me. I think it's really important to be able to find that power. And it's a power where you're not above or below anybody. You're simply in your power, equal to everybody. I think if you're not empowered in running any fear, it's like the main cause of cancer, right? I think the number one thing that takes away our power, other than structures and government and, you know, people that are controlling or systems that are controlling, the other main thing I think that takes away our power, probably number one, is fear of what other people think. Tricky though, because you don't want to not care about other people, right? But you don't want to run your life based on other people or ever, ever feel bad about yourself because of other people. You're just hurting yourself. And it's about being in your power, whole. In spirit, it's empowered spirit. Kali's great for that one, or any other way, any other being, or any other thing that just even making the sound of power through your voice. I like the whoa. We've done the whoa a lot of times. I'll get really loud with the whoa, or you can even use the no. Maybe I'll just do the no now. Okay, warning. I'm going to get really loud. Okay. No! That's a really good one for empowerment. Just to say no. But do it with love as well. We've done that many times. I won't go back into it. Okay. Now, another one that's very empowering is to really connect to nature. Let's play with the whale sound. I've got a really good connection that I've made with whales. I live right on the ocean, so I see them a lot. And they've come close to the house. And I've really been running whale energy a lot. So let's tune into the whales, which, by the way, they actually make a frequency of 8 cycles per second, which is about this. Almost the same as a Schumann resonance. And all of them are perfectly in tune, so they're all toning together throughout the ocean. So the whole ocean is vibrating at 8 cycles per second, which actually might be 7.83, which is a Schumann, because that's really close. I think, you know, people that I heard that say it's 8 cycles would care less about decimal points. So it's the same as the frequency resonating in the atmosphere, just about. So let's invoke the energy of the whales. The whales have this sadness because they see what's going on the planet. But they're also of this higher consciousness. I know of stories where whales, in fact, I just heard another one of a whale actually protecting someone in the ocean, where they actually got between someone and a shark and protected. I know someone who almost drowned because they freaked out when the whale came up to them, and the whale lifted them out of the water. There's some really beautiful whale videos on YouTube that are really inspiring. People actually toning to whales and them, or playing didgeridoos and doing overtone singing, and the whales just hanging out upside down, showing their belly right next to the boat. It's just profound. So let the whales come through you now. There's also the dolphins. Let's bring in the dolphin energy. Super high consciousness. When I was in Hawaii, it was hard to do overtone singing. Actually attracts the dolphins. But I found it hard to do overtone singing when in the water. So I started singing to them underwater, just like and they started coming up all around me, just surrounded me. And then that blew my heart open. And then they really wanted to hang out with me. It was incredible. I was high for about 2 months after that. So let's go back to Ascended Masters. Oh, here we go. Let's tune in to Metatron. Actually, Metatron's a angel, huh? Here's Metatron's info. Metatron is a fiery, energetic angel. who has a special place in his heart for children, especially those who are spiritually gifted. The new Indigo and Crystal children are under his supervision. He led the children of Israel through the wilderness into safety. He continues to lead children today, both on earth and in heaven. The angel of children and messengers. Metatron oversees unity, education, truth, and children's issue. He also helps to assist you in owning your own power. Okay. Tune in to the energy of unity, where we're one with everybody on the planet. The true truth of our being. And let's have Metatron come through and resonate that unity that we are. Then there's the whole world of aliens. Our favorite around here, of course, are the Hathors. The Hathors are these beings from another dimension that are living on Venus. There's about a million of them. They used to be out in society in ancient Egypt. So their carvings are all over Egypt. Tom Kenyon channels them. And here's some information from them. We are the Hathors. We come in love with the sounding of a new dream reality for your earth. If you're ready to build the new world, we invite you to join us on a journey of the mind and heart. We are your elder brothers and sisters. We have been with you for a long period of your evolution on this planet. We were with you in eons past, even in the forgotten days before any trace of us is known in your present written history. Our own nature is energetic and interdimensional. We originally came from another universe by way of Sirius, which is a portal to your universe. And from Sirius, we eventually proceeded to your solar system and now are in the etheric realms of Venus. In the past, we specifically worked with and through the Hathor fertility goddess of ancient Egypt. We also made contact with Tibetan lamas in the formative period of Tibetan Buddhism. Although we have interacted with some of Earth's early cultures, we are an intergalactic civilization with outposts that span parts of your known universe and beyond. We have grown as you have grown, ascending to the one source of all that is. We have grown in joy and through sorrow, as have you. We are in terms of the vastness a little higher on the spiral of awareness and consciousness than you are. Therefore, we can offer you what we have learned as friends, mentors, and fellow travelers on the path. We are not saviors. We're not messianic. We want to clearly step out of that projection so that we are just like you. Ascension is a process of self-awareness and mastery on all levels, and it necessitates bringing all those levels of one's existence upward. That is how we see it, and that is how we have done it for millennia. By offering our aid, we do not wish to interfere with you, your other spiritual helpers, and cosmic relationships in any way, nor with any religious beliefs, affiliations, organizations. Even so, there's a great deal we would like to share. Okay, so let's bring in the energy of the Hathors. They're all about love and light through the voice. There's also the Arcturians that do a lot of the crop circles. There's the Andromedans. They're also very beautiful beings. We have the Sirians and the Pleiadians. Full range of aliens, positive aliens that have been helping us on the planet for many millions of years. Okay, I've got my list of archangels here. A lot of these I'm not really familiar with. Let's play with some of them. Ariel, I've not tuned into very much. Ariel's name means lion or lioness of God. And this archangel is associated with lions and animals. Ariel is involved with healing and protecting nature. And that includes the animals, fish, birds, especially the wild ones, environmentalism. When you need courage, call upon Ariel. It's about manifestation, abundance, and good luck. So let's bring in the lion. One. Ah. And nature. Tweet, 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 tweet. Ah, ah. Here's a good one, Raguel. Raguel's the relationship angel. I often call in Raguel when I have a trouble, when I'm having trouble with any relationship. Really, it's incredible how it actually seems to harmonize relationship. Raguel, Raguel. The name means friend of God. His chief role in heaven is to oversee all of the other archangels and angels, to ensure they're working together in harmony and order, according to divine order and will. I thought it was a woman, but or masculine or feminine, but it's the relationship angel. If you need help in creating harmony and resolving conflicts, call upon Raguel. So think of any relationship that you need to harmonize now. And let's bring Raguel through to do it. I use Raphael a lot for the base of my spine, even though Raphael is often about communication. I really just like the name Raphael. Sounds grounding, so I like to bring it into the base of the spine. Raphael's name means God heals, or God has healed, based upon the Hebrew word. Rapha means doctor or healer. Raphael is healer of the physical bodies, both for humans and animals, defender of the element of air in the east. He's the angel of love, joy, and laughter, custodian of the tree of life and healing powers. Raphael helps you heal your mind, thoughts, body, and soul. Those suffering from addictions would benefit in asking for help from Raphael. He's the patron angel of all those in the field of medicine. If you have anything going on, physically, mentally, or emotionally, you need healed right now. Let Raphael come through your voice and heal it perfectly now. I'm in you. I know. So play with these, you know, look at the list of archangels online, look at the list of ascended masters, look at the list of positive aliens, and play with these and see if any resonate with you. And as Doreen Virtue says, you know, just ask for help and see what happens. You know, just trust that there's some higher help out there. Now, I have some people I know that say, why are you fooling around with these higher beings when you can go to the highest one of all, Source itself? Just go straight to Source and God. I mean, why fool around? These beings are just intermediaries to God. Well, they're kind of specialists, you know, it's like they're colors of a rainbow, you know, and the whole white light or pure clear light. So it's cool. I don't see anything wrong with it. It's, you know, it's very positive energy. But it is very cool to go to Source. So let's go to Source now and make the sound of Source energy through your voice. Let it come through you, your whole body, and the whole planet, and the whole universe. So again, we return to our intention that you find all the help you need to go to the next level, or wherever you are supposed to be. So hold this energy of Source, at least through the evening, through the week, through months ahead, years ahead, lifetimes connected to Source and its vibration. Thanks and take care.